KVJ Cuts.
All right, we got another head-to-head battle here. Headphone Karaoke features the Dirty Hippies. Jaybird and his compadre Denny's are going to be singing here today. They got loud music that is going to be in their headphones. The song, they'll be hearing it. You will not. All you get is their a cappella voice, but it is very hard to sing when you can't hear your own voice. We hope everybody sings a lot better when they can. So don't expect anything great here. The question is, who's going to do worse?
This is tough. These are tough songs.
What did you get today, Jaybird, for your draw?
It's looking like Spice Girls Wannabe. We were talking about them earlier.
That works out well.
It's very topical.
Okay. And what did you draw today, Denny's?
I went Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Kind of Life, because they're going to be at Sunfest this weekend.
Oh, that's very nice and topical.
More topical. Hey.
Super topical.
Yeah. That feels like that gets a little high.
It's got that high note on the goodbye there at the end.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye.
Oh, no.
See what the heck happened.
Oh, no. Oh, that's rough.
Do you want to go first? Let me go first. How do you want to do this thing?
Whatever you guys want.
Okay.
Should we rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, I love this game. It works great in the radio.
Yeah.
One, two, three, shoot.
All right, I'll go first.
Of course
they both threw scissors.
We'll have Bird go first.
Everyone on the air would be doing this all.
Yeah. Let's be tidying. All right, let's move this along.
May I please borrow your glasses?
Oh, yes.
Mrs. Sinicky.
Don't break them.
I'll try not to.
Be gentle, Big Bear.
I'll try.
Be gentle.
Good luck. Okay, Jaybird goes first.
He's got the glasses on.
He can see again.
Lord, it's a miracle.
The clarity.
So nice.
It's so nice to be able to see the words.
Me.
Okay, here we go. Bird is going to be cranking on the music here. All you're going to hear is his a cappella voice. We'll get his performance first. All right, anytime you are ready, Jaybird, you can sing away.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, what is Ziggy Zazar? If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my Kev. Making love forever, friendship never caves. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Making love so easy, not way it is. Oh, what you think about Kev?
Okay.
That was good stuff.
There you go.
Wow, Danny, you got to follow that.
What a performance, huh? Okay. All right. Let's see here. Denny's is going to be doing a Sunfest artist, Third Eye Blind.
Nice. Oh, I wish the Spice Girls were coming to Sunfest.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Can you imagine how much that would cost Sunfest? It would be their entire artist budget and then some.
True, it's actually unattainable.
It would be the last Sunfest ever.
We went bankrupt.
That would be a massive bill.
Oh my gosh, everybody would go.
Okay, here we go. Denny singing Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life.
I want something else to get me through this.
Yeah.
Semi-charmed kind of life. Baby, I want something else. Listen when you say goodbye.
Oh, so catchy. Okay.
So
wow, that's a tough one to go after, and Denny's did it. He didn't hold back on that final note.
I don't think there's any losers. I had great fun.
He went for it. It's all just supposed to be fun. All right, you get to vote. Who do you think had the worst performance in headphone karaoke? If you're on YouTube, you can drop it on us right now. We'll find out who that is.
It's KVJ.
All right, so what do you think from these performances? Who did the worst job? Jaybird in headphone karaoke. He had the Spice Girls Wannabe. The song's blaring. All you can hear is his a cappella voice.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna. What is Ziggy Zazar? If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my Kev.
Yeah, Denny's is throwing in the backup vocals there.
I love it.
That's lovely.
And song's then, a jam.
We had Denny's doing a little Semi-Charmed Life.
I want something else to get me through this.
Yeah.
Semi-Charmed kind of life. Baby, I want something else. Listen when you say goodbye.
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
We both turned British. I mean, given the Spice Girls are, but.
Good point. Guess you have to. Well, wow, the voting is very, very close here.
Oh,
it usually it's racking up the votes.
No.
Racking up the votes. Okay, who did worse? That is the question that was asked.
We're Thelma and Louise in it. We're holding hands. We're jumping off that cliff together.
Driving off that cliff.
Yeah, whatever.
We're jumping, driving, wailing. Okay.
Jump, drive, and wail.
Shaybird and Denny's are holding hands as they anticipate what this final vote is going to be. And we just finished it because it was 50-50.
It happened last time.
Just 1 second ago.
Oh, my gosh.
The final tally with 51% of the vote. The person who the KBJ TV audience said did worse, Denny's.
Oh! No, you should have won. Oh. They got it wrong. You should have won.
No, you had performance art in there. You went a little further above and beyond.
I'm telling you, some of these battles are getting, just down to the wire.
So close.
Hotly contested.
Yes. We were tied at 220 votes. Wow. Took 223 to put over the edge.
Kind of like what American Idol used to do. We have a record-breaking vote this time.
Yeah, every time.
Every episode.
This is the most votes we've ever had.
Yeah.
It's not, actually.
Yeah, no. Right. American Idols are nothing but liars.
Easy for me to say. Yeah. It's difficult.
Speaking of hotly contested, what are you making over there for this horrible drink I got to drink, Virginia?
So it's the you suck shot that the loser has to do. And this morning we've decided to add coffee. You love coffee.
All right.
But it's wasabi coffee.
Oh, gosh.
Good gosh. I'm so glad that.
Well, Virginia had said that a second ago. She's like, I think I'll make a wasabi coffee. And I was like, well, that sounds like it would be terrible. But I don't know. I could actually see people drinking wasabi coffee.
You know what? We're going to start a thing. And now you're going to, in Starbucks in about 6 months, you're going to see trendy wasabi coffee.
All right, we'll find out depending on how much diarrhea I get.
Exactly. Why would anyone start this?
Yeah. Why are they trying to speed up?
They added butter to coffee, which I think is disgusting. Yeah.
Butter's
and all these dummies were drinking it.
Butter is different than wasabi. Wasabi attacks the man's organs.
Whatever. I think wasabi is delicious when applied in the right amount.
Correctly.
In this coffee, it's a little excessive.
Wow.
It's always fun to shoot coffee as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, how hot is this coffee, by the way?
I had to add ice to cool it down so you don't burn your mouth.
All right, Big D.
Expect some tracheal scarring coming up.
Producer Denny's.
It smells horrible, by the way.
I think you should have won.
Thank you, Bird. I thought you did great as well.
Okay.
Just so bummed out. It smells horrible. Right. It burned my eye.
Enough of this false ego stroking.
It smells terrible.
Okay.
Sorry.
Tough week here for, hopefully it's not worse than that stuff you snorted the other day.
You've had a bad week.
You snorted the chupacabra salt, and it was spicy.
It was spicy. It had garlic, which was probably the worst part because it came out of my pores all day. Every time it would drip down my throat, all I could taste was garlic for 4 hours.
He sounds like snorting an everything bagel.
His one eye swelled.
It immediately closed my one eye. My right eye is actually just getting back to normal today.
It kind of looked like 17 bees stung you.
Well, then we had to go to a company thing where you have to sit in groups and talk about yourself as everyone's looking at my eye swollen. It was very odd. I had to explain that to everyone, by the way.
You should have just fully dove in and talked like a pirate the whole time.
You're right. Just adopt that persona. Yeah, all right, I'm going to drink this.
Okay, the you suck shot. Here you go, Denny's. Down the hatch. Okay, there you go. Could it possibly be good? That face tells me no.
It's not good.
Not good.
Oh.
Okay, what's the experience like over there?
It is 100% wasabi. It tastes like liquid wasabi.
Oh, no coffee?
Your eyes are starting to swell.
I don't taste any coffee.
You're getting that look again.
My right eye is going to swell shut again.
You're getting that beast stung look again.
I'll put the other eye.
Terrible.
Don't finish it.
The other eye swell shut this time.
Yeah, don't finish it, Denny.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're
good.
Can
I have a sip? I kind of want to taste it.
If you want.
Yeah, try it, Virginia.
I just want to taste it.
I'll drink the rest of that. It's horrible.
No. You're good. You took a big chug. I just want to try it.
Yeah, how about his wasabi coffee?
It tastes 100% like wasabi.
I'm covered. It's terrible. You want some?
Yeah.
It's actually bad.
Is it?
Oh.
Well, save me some, because now I have to try it.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, it's got such a weird, horrible...
What a weird taste.
Oh, that is bad.
It's just
It's not
going to give me heartburn.
Not like it's bitter. It's just awful.
It makes you want to vomit.
It's like liquefied baby poo.
It reminds me of liquid wasabi. Oh, it's just 100% wasabi.
Oh, that is a very undescribable taste.
It's bad.
A cup awful.
So bad.
It's a cup awful.
Don't drink it. No, but, you know, if you're brave.
Wasabi coffee not going to become a thing. Wow.